like, you know, it's more bad things than positive things about a relationship, and it's just like, you know, it's just like, hang on, he's really making me hate him, and you're just like, nah. When you start feeling like that, it's like, you know, it's a bad place to go, so, I mean, I think it's better to walk away than keep getting hurt and, you know, and getting into fights and arguments, and life's too short for that.
So you kind of weigh up the kind of negatives and positives in that sense. When it becomes more detrimental to you, that's when you think it's time to walk away.
Because when it's affecting all your friends and your relationship with other people as well.
Yeah.
You know, you could suppose it's like the greater good. You've got to take everything into consideration and, you know, I have to make the choice. Sometimes choices in life aren't easy, but I mean, you know, you have to make them.
Absolutely. So how did you go about then ending that friendship in that sense?
Yeah. I don't know, it was weird. It was last year, I was going out. I was taking my friend and his wife out for dinner, because they'd taken us out for dinner a few times, because, you know, I'd become a student and I wasn't working. So it was like a thank you for, you know, helping us out and stuff. So, and he was just like, oh, I'm coming along. And I was like, yeah, I said, this dinner's, you know, a thank you. And then we're going out on another day for my birthday. And he just started being abusive to me. So I was just like, oh, tell you what, forget it.
Right.
I was like, don't call me, but you'll call you. And I was just like, that was it. And, you know. But I think he got the message that I just had enough. Not from my tone and my voice. And, well, I haven't bothered calling him, and he hasn't called me, so.
Okay.
So I definitely think that friendship was it was sad, because I've known him since I was 16 in college, so okay. it was a long
friendship.
And it did hurt, but he's changed so much into someone that I didn't recognise anymore, and that's the problem.
Yeah. And then you sort of mentioned that, you know, not being able to be best man, you felt had some impact on the relationship.
Yeah.
Did this coincide with him taking drugs as well?
I went to Australia, and then that's when our relationship really changed. It was a few years ago, 2003. I started going out with my partner, and he was always like, oh, he ring me up on a Saturday, you coming out? I was like, oh, I'm and, you know, like, when I was, like, 18, I was like, are you coming out? And he'd be like, oh, I can't come out, I've got no pants clean and stuff like that. And
right,
then, okay. And this sort of changed, like, when I got into a relationship, he wanted to go out all the time. I was like, hang on, you know.
Yeah.
And then he went to Australia and I think he started dabbling with drugs and stuff over there with some of his friends. And, and he came back, and he was different, but, you know, I kept on trying and because you know a good friend's a good friend, and well, there's only so much you can take.
Yeah, absolutely. So you feel that when you got into a relationship, that had an impact as well for him, because he felt like he didn't have
he probably felt like, I was there, you know, just give him a call and he'd be on a Saturday night, and I was like, I'm going, you know, suddenly I wasn't there, and, you know, and but I was old then, I was like 21, and, you know, you stand in life where you start settling down anyway. It's like, and I don't want to go out drinking until 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, and, you know, I'll come out for a few hours, and, but again, I got ill, so, I mean, everything was changing for me anyway, so.
Yeah.
So, it's just, it was complicated.
Yeah, and absolutely. The guy you were talking about at the beginning. How long can you imagine staying friends with him for?
I think we'll be friends forever. Me and don't get us wrong, we've had our we've fallen out, and we've, you know, as mates do and family do, and that we've had arguments, we've disagreed on stuff and that, but, you know, we've always both, I suppose you could say it's I don't know, it's man enough and that, like he's like texted me up and said, I'm sorry, and I've gone like, yeah, we were a bit stupid, and, you know, we've just sort of like put it behind us and carried on, and that's, I suppose that's the sign of a good friend, because you have like other friends, like I said, when I trained, you used to have lots of friends that people are trained with, but once I was unable to train, like a lot of my friends stopped being friends, a lot of the fitness instructors that we're friends with were just like, this sort of slowly, and like you're contacting them, and then, you know, it's getting longer and longer for them to contact you back, and it's just like, oh well, you know, they're not really true friends, they're only friends from like that community sense of, you know, once you lose that thing that's in common,
yeah,
and that sort of breaks the tie, I suppose.
I was just going to ask you why do you think then what's different within those friendships are those friendships at work,
yeah.
And then like say someone like who's a very close friend who stuck by you when you got ill, what do you think is different within those two sort of friendships that makes more long standing, yeah. If you know?
I think I was like his instructor and I helped him lose weight and you know I helped him when he was going through a bad time, so you know, and he's helped me, and where's other friends and that, you know. Yeah, your friends, because you see them every day and you're training and you're doing stuff, but
yeah.
I think because I went outside of the mold, I wasn't there, like, 6-7 days a week to train with them, and, you know, it's sort of like, oh, I'd left the group kind of thing, if you understand. Well,
yeah, so it's almost like you've got just that one thing in common with those people, whereas with somebody that you're closer to, you've got more things.
Ties.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, training with people and, you know, going out for a drink with them, it's like a social thing, but I suppose like the bonds was the training and working with these people, and you know, like when you go outside the mold and you know you get like redeployed to another department, it's like, oh, he's not with us anymore. And
yeah,
because I went from being a fitness instructor, I was off for a year, and then I ended up coming back and working in the management office of the council for the sports centre, so it was like it was one of them as well. Oh, he's not one of us anymore, he's with the managers and type of thing, and you know, right. What people get, he's turned on us, and that, you know, he's friends with the managers and he talks and he has a laugh and joke with them, and then I got transferred to education, and then he was like, oh, he's nothing to do with sports anymore, and
right, yeah, so it's like the dark side,
because I got redeployed to education, so you weren't making new friends, and then I went back to sports, and then, like, the friends that you made in education, it was like, well, you come back to sport, you come back to another department, and it's just like, yeah, I'm still the same person, but that's how people in their own mind, it's, you know, they form their own opinions and stuff, and,
yeah.
You know, like, their own bonds, you know, I suppose, it's like, you know, oh, you're part of a team, and it's like, oh, he's not part of our team, he's in another, he's got, I suppose it's like if you're a football, and like, you play for Everton, then you go to play for Liverpool, and all the fans are like, you know.
Yeah, switching between.
Like, hang on, you know, where does his loyalty lie, and what have you sent to these places you have no control over? You're just the sheep, aren't you? The pawn, you just go and whatever they tell you to do to try and keep your job. And
between, yeah.
But people are shallow and in some senses and stuff, but, you know, it's a learning experience, really. You learn from it and you grow, so.
So did you form any lasting friendships from the times when you moved from, like say, from the management side then to the education side? Did you form any friendships when you were changing jobs?
Yeah, the managers I worked with, and they still email me now and see how I'm doing, because they didn't want to incapacity. I was incapable of doing my job as a fitness instructor, so
right.
I got my contract terminated. They didn't want to do it, but it was because it was the council and they were short of money. My job was $15,000 they could save, so I'm sort of bye-bye.
Yeah.
And I put it, like, I still get the odd email and, you know, how are you doing, how's university, and, okay. You know, because I did form friendships with them, but I think it's because I was, like, you know, a few of the managers, I was the same age, like, their sons and daughters, so I thought, like, I'm, you know, because I was ill and I did make the effort to work and stuff, I think they sort of respected that, so they have stayed in touch, but I wouldn't call them proper friends, but they're just like, you know, associates that you know, how are you doing, how's your wife and daughter, and, you know, like, it's like, oh, how are you, and an email, and you email back, and if you saw them, and, like, you'd have a pint with them, or, you know, you saw them in the street, you'd stop and shake hands and talk, and, you know, it's that, you know, it's a friendship, but it's not a, like, best friend type of friendship.
Yeah, and it's very different.
Yeah, it's a different relationship.
Yeah. Okay. And then can you think about the friends that you had at school?
Oh, God, well, we're talking a long time ago now.
Can you tell me anything about the friends that you had at school?
Yeah. School, I had quite a few friends in school, but I went to an all-boys school, so
Okay.
No, I went to a rough all boys school, I went to a comprehensive school.
Right.
Quite rough. Yeah, so I had lots of friends, but I suppose no one that I'd really wanted to stay in touch with, because it's like three classes of people. You had the people that were really rough and really naughty, you had the really intelligent ones that the teachers gave the attention to, and then there was the quiet ones like me. And
right.
Yeah. So I was dyslexic as well, and I didn't know at that time, so I thought I was thick, so I was just always quiet, and I just kept myself to myself. But I did have friends and stuff like that, but school wasn't one of my favourite.
So it wasn't a great experience?
No.
Yeah. And did you have the same group of friends throughout school, or did you change?
Yeah. It's funny, I had friends in junior school and they went to senior school, so we just sort of all stayed friends all the way through school, but there's other friends, you know, from other schools and other classes, and, you know, we'd go out to town and, you know, and stuff, and, you know, we'd go around to each other's house and stuff, and, yeah, I don't suppose we were friends enough to, you know, we all went off and did our own different things. Like someone off to A-levels in university, and like I went to college because I didn't do that well in my GCSEs because I was dyslexic, and that's how, you know, we just all sort of went our own separate way after school.
Yeah. So did you stay in contact with any of your friends from school?
I talked to a few of them on Facebook and MSN still, and that, you know, we catch up and that, you know, how are you doing? Like, one lad moved back to Wales, one lad's in the police force now, and, you know, so we do stay in touch a bit, but, you know, I wouldn't say we're friends like we used to be, but we were kids then, and, you know, as a kid you don't really know much about anything you think you do, but it all changes when you grow up and you start work, and then...
Yeah, absolutely, especially when you go in different directions, I think, as well, from school. So are you in close contact? Because Facebook's an interesting one in terms of friendship, I think, because you can kind of be friends with somebody, but also kind of, like say, have that distance as well, so you can catch up.
Yeah, you can catch up when you want to, rather than, you know, you can just, like they message you, you can message them back, and...
Yeah.
And I wouldn't say it's like a close friendship, it's just like, again, like work a couple of times a month. Well, I suppose it's nice that, you know, we're all in touch, and we do keep threatening that we're all going to meet up and have a drink. And
has it happened yet?
Yeah, we haven't got around to it yet, no.
It's hard when you've got different lifestyles going on as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
So have you done that since then at school? Have you met up with your school friends since school at all?
I've met a few around town and stuff, just bumped into them, and we've had a drink and stuff and that, but I haven't really gone out my way.
Yeah.
As you can say, because I'm... You know, I'm quite different to a lot of the people I went to school with, and you know, I've tried to distance myself from that, but I don't know if that's good or I think a few people, I suppose you could say, but white classes, scallies, and, you know, I didn't want nothing to do with that, so I've moved away, and, you know, I moved to the city centre, and, you know, I'm trying to get my career going again. Well, I had a really good career, and I lost that, so I'm trying to rebuild the career and everything, so...
And you feel like those friendships might not be particularly sort of productive for you then, with this new change?
It was a different life, wasn't it? I mean, you're different when you're in school, and, you know, I've changed a lot. I'm not the quiet person who'll sit there anymore. Don't get me wrong, I'm not overly loud or anything.
Yeah.
I mean, I tend to sit there and take things in, but if I've got something to say, I'll say it, whereas when I was younger, I'd just be like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
And that career. Don't think that people appreciate me the way I am now, because, you know, say so long that I don't like, I'll just be like, yeah, okay, whatever, and that's see you later.
Yeah. So do you think, without Facebook then, do you think you would have been in contact with the people that you are in contact with from school?
Probably wouldn't bother now. I was just random. I signed up and I put my, you put your school in and I'm loads of people started messaging me, like, oh, how are you doing? And I was like, oh, God, I haven't talked to you since, 1995, and, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that's, when I left school, it's like, so it's like, you know, you catch up, and then, MSN address, and if you're online, we did catch up and say, why haven't we done that? Like, now it's just like, alright, how's things going? And, like, one of the lads is a teacher, so it's like, oh, is your job going as a teacher? And, you know, the other ones said it in the police, so it's like, you know, how's your rest break doing and stuff like that.
Yeah. So quite kind of casual conversations. Yeah. And how does it feel to catch up with people over something like Facebook?
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, I mean, it's good to know people still alive and stuff, isn't it? And,
yeah.
You know, it's interesting seeing what people have gone on to do because, you know, they've gone off in completely different directions to what they would have done. Like,
okay.
The lad who lives in Wales, and he always wants to be a bear. He turned out to, you know, he's went to, you know, be good at school and A levels and university, and he went off and used a truck driver for like 8 years, and then decided to do his access course and went off to be a teacher.
Oh, okay.
The other lad, he's